USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian became a potentially devastating Category 4 storm as it continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean toward Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to over 130 miles an hour, pushing it to Category 4 status. President Donald Trump said he would discuss possible evacuations in a scheduled meeting with FEMA.
We don't know about evacuation. We're leaving it up locally right now. We're going to see where it's coming in. Sunday at 12:30, we have a meeting at FEMA headquarters. That will be about the time that we'll know where everything's going. A lot of decisions will be made. That'll be a little bit less than a day before it hits, so we'll see what happens.
Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall on Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Boy Scouts of America are facing a threat from a growing wave of lawsuits over decades of allegations of sexual abuse. The Scouts have been sued in multiple states in recent months by purported abuse victims, including plaintiffs taking advantage of a new state law or court decisions that are now allowing suits previously barred because of the age of the allegation. And even more litigation is on the way. A lawyer representing over 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit in New Jersey as soon as the state's new civil statute of limitations takes effect December 1st. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News. Don't forget you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The president is trying to clear things up in the trade war with China. USA's Wendy King has the story.
The president says companies claiming to be hurt by the tariffs are actually struggling because of bad management. And President Trump is saying China is being hurt much more.
13% of certain companies are going to be leaving China. That's a big thing.
That means 87% have no plans to leave Chinese manufacturing, according to a survey by the U.S.-China Business Council. But the president says companies that are paying the tariffs and complaining have to blame themselves.
A lot of badly run companies are trying to blame tariffs. If they're running badly and they're having a bad quarter, or they're just unlucky, in some way, they're liking to blame the tariff.
I'm Wendy King.
A 19-year-old New York City man accused of plotting a knife attack on behalf of the Islamic State group told undercover agents he wanted to record the bloodshed on video in hopes of inspiring others to commit attacks, according to federal prosecutors. Awais Chudari was arrested as he tried to pick up the tactical knife, mask, and cell phone that he had ordered online as his plot escalated quickly from the planning states to the verge of being carried out, according to prosecutors. The arrest almost certainly saved many lives, according to Police Commissioner James O'Neill. Chidari was a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Pakistan and living in Queens, was arraigned and ordered jailed without bail on federal charges of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. This is USA Radio News.